for Shizzle.
Herbalicious. Ace to the E to the RB.
This is Ricky.
This is Misty.
This is Stefan.
Hi, this is Johnny.
This is Samantha.
It's me, it's really come.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb, how's it going?
This is Carlos.
I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Foul Monkey.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Is it ringing? It's ringing. We're not going to do a normal intro.
That's weird.
Yeah. Hey.
Hello. Yeah, we're recording right now.
We're okay.
You want everybody to say hi?
Sure.
All right, everybody say hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Is yours messing up?
Yeah, they all sound thrilled, but they were like really insane in the car like a minute ago.
Okay. Hold on for a second. Hold on. Okay, can you hear us?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something weird going on with this recording. But anyway, so I had to tell everybody to say hello.
No, they already did.
There's no going back, only going forward.
Oh, I didn't hear them. Sorry.
Well, they were all crazy in the car, but now they're like, hey. I heard shouty like 15 times in the fucking car.
Isn't Arnold Schwarzenegger there?
What?
Silly Phoenix.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know.
So how is things going there?
Good. Colin is fucking crazy.
Did you get him high?
Okay.
Yeah,
we're
like
drugs.
Kind of, maybe. I'm just going to eat breadsticks, though, because I don't have any money.
So do you want to say anything to people on the podcast?
Wait, what?
Do you want to say anything to the listeners?
Hey, and I'll be back soon.
Lies.
That's it?
Yep.
You're so entertaining. Hello.
Wow.
Yep.
You're so displaced. We went to Checkers and we had 69 cent cheeseburgers.
Woo woo. Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Dude, I grabbed it so hard that the rest of it like fell down the floor. Dude, we get free ones.
Viva la revolution.
I stole the breadstick so fast that part of it broke and fell on the floor.
Are you hungry?
You wasted shit.
I'm not really that hungry. It's just for breadsticks.
Cool. All right, well, we're going to record a show, so I thought I'd call and give you the opportunity to say what you needed to say to the listeners.
Nothing to rant about this time?
I will say that Phoenix is colder than anybody realizes. Everybody's like, you live in the desert. You don't know what cold is. And I'm like, fuck you, motherfucking bitches, because the only one place in the U.S. is Florida. It gets 37 every night in Phoenix, and that is a lot colder than some other places that I've been. So shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Wow. He hasn't been back in a while, and he's already telling people shut the fuck up.
Yep. Because everybody's telling me, you don't know what cold is. And I'm like, yeah, I do, bitch. Because my nipples just cut diamonds.
Hello.
And I'm going to give them to my mom for Christmas.
That's generous of you.
But anyway, I guess hi to everybody. And Christian, I guess we'll see you soon. And Ricky, I love you. And Drew, I don't love you, but you're cool.
Dominic's here too.
Oh, and Dominic, you are a slick motherfucker.
Tell your mama says hi.
Did you hear what he said?
What?
I said,
Dom,
tell your mama I said hi.
Okay. She totally wants to do a show with us, too.
Oh, I got something I can do with her.
Oh.
All right, guys, have fun.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love hungry too.
Hello, this is Foul Monkeys, episode 132. This is Ricky.
This is Dom.
This is Drew.
And earlier, you'd actually heard Herb talking to us. He didn't record a lot because he was starving, I guess. So that was a conversation we had before we started recording. So I'm rebooting that computer. So hopefully the sound will work. I don't know what's up with it.
I'll get it to work.
Oh, you know what it is?
You broke it.
I'm retarded.
It wasn't.
There we go.
On.
I had to turn the volume up. I'm retarded.
Yay.
So how you guys been?
Meh. Working. Making
yeah.
that Christmas
oh,
money.
Oh, yeah. You got a job, Drew.
I know, right?
Finally.
Sucks donkey
Woo.
Balls.
You can be my new boy, straight boyfriend with the job now.
That means I can pay for things. Yay. Except for I can't because all my money goes to bills.
Can you pay my bills? Pay my telephone bills.
You should not know that song.
I have no idea what you guys
I
are talking
don't
about.
Thank you, do. So you and me are through.
No, Ricky.
It's Destiny's Child.
Yeah, there you go. I was gonna say, what the hell was her name? Before Beyonce?
Still, I don't.
Before the Beyonce.
So we've been on kind of a hiatus. We've been doing trips and.
Yeah, you guys have been out of the country quite a bit here.
Like
country,
but
country?
State. Out of the country.
Georgia's a whole nother country.
It is. I don't believe in anything
it
past
is in
Florida.
Georgia because you can get like a 40 ounce there.
It is amazing.
That's great. Let me turn this down a little bit. Okay, so been busy with school. I finally finished. I made 2 B's and a C. I suck.
Aww.
And not in a good way.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And nothing else has been going on too much. Trying to hang out with a couple friends while Herb's in Arizona. He's in Arizona till the 30th, and then on the 29th, our a listener, Christian from Los Angeles, is coming to visit us for a week. He's going to come party with us at the New Year's Eve party.
It's going to be amazing.
We still don't know where it is yet, though, right?
We're keeping it a secret.
We have a general idea.
It's going to be a New Year's Eve party in Dom's pants.
That's just the pre-party.
Oh.
That's where everybody gets sticky.
Oh, yes, right.
Hot.
It's like a bubble party.
But not at all.
So did this come back up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Try to hit
play and see what happens.
Don't
play the whole thing.
Tell me what to do.
I do what I want. Yep, it's working.
Okay, great. So we had to get the laptop working for the phone calls. We have some phone calls and all that great stuff. So this is hard because I didn't plan anything to talk about. So
I think, I don't know, all our lives have really been full of a lot of different stuff, but I don't think we can talk about our stuff for some reason. Between each of us.
Yeah, it's
I know, it's weird.
It's all drama.
Yeah, none of us can actually mention anything on the radio.
I mean, I guess we could talk about our personal drama lives. When I say us, I mean you two.
Yeah, that's right. Bastard.
No, I think I'll pass.
We like fuck girls and stuff.
Yeah, your listeners aren't really all too keen on what we do.
Whatever.
The JJ.
Ew. Nobody likes the vajayjay on this show.
Jesus
it's
likes the vajayjay.
It's roast beef.
It's rare.
Eat it raw.
Man, I thought about a lot of stuff today to talk about at work, and I just...
Memory wipe.
John,
yeah,
blank.
I don't know. There, I did apply for a position that one of the... what did I say?
Oh,
the qualifications... preferred qualifications is to be experienced in podcasting. So that'd be cool if I got that job. Then I could do my own podcast at work, and then I'll make it dirty and stuff, and then I don't have to pay for anything.
Hell yeah.
Okay, because they have like a whole sound booth and everything.
Really?
So wouldn't that be awesome if we could use it to like actually record a Foul Monkeys episode?
Or steal it?
Or no, still. Still the whole room.
And
we just put it in
suddenly
here.
Suddenly tomorrow you're fired.
Right. Hey, but I got a lot of cool stuff, though.
I know. Shit, I'd take it.
No, like, when we move, or when I move, have one room just dedicated to recording with like all that padding shit around it and stuff.
Oh yeah, the foam. This little foam.
Yeah, or like egg foam or whatever. Like one, yeah, the egg foam. I was gonna say like a movie that I saw. What is it? What was the movie? Hustle and Flow. When they put the egg cartons around the hole.
That actually works.
Ghetto. I know, right? I don't eat that much eggs.
Oh, so. But you will for this.
Oh, I will? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let's see. What else? I was on the Archer radio show earlier today, but my computer was all shitty, so I couldn't be on it anymore. Sorry, Archer.
Aww.
And, we're going to try to record more shows, because I think we've put out two shows in the past, like, 2 fucking months.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
That is so lame. And people are like, where are you? I'm like, you're not paying me. Shut up.
Ooh.
Which no one ever sent Dom his glittery underwear.
I know. I'm kind of disappointed.
No one sent us a Christmas gift yet.
Aww.
We have a microphone that's out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not complaining. At least I still have some listeners, right? But it's funny because the last show that came out is, like, the most downloads I've had in a long time.
So, really?
Yeah. Hmm. But we did get some Christmas cards.
Wow.
From some listeners. So let me thank some people here.
Are they all
Some found? Of these are just for my friends.
Yeah.
We got a card from somebody on LiveJournal. His name is Turi. T-U-R-I. His name's Josh, but that's what he goes by. Isn't that a cute card?
He made it himself.
I think
apparently.
He made it himself. It's really gay. We love you. And then we have... Okay, that's from my aunt and uncle. That's not...
No.
Yay, later. Aunt and uncle!
She sent me $50, which is awesome.
Hello.
Yes.
And then like, my grandma sent me $25.
Cheap Ooh. Old lady.
I know, right?
That's supposed to be the one with Paul, the money.
I'm oldest grandchild. Okay.
Hey, they're only paying for the babies, not the oldest.
So we have a card from Cincy Cub. It says Ricky and Herb, and then I'll just say and others to make y'all feel good.
Yay!
Aw. Wishing you and your families peace and happiness this season and into the new year. Happy holidays. P.S. Come visit.
Of course. So,
he lives in Cincinnati. I've heard it's a cool place, so
I hear that
have
too,
to go there. And then we have a card from Archer Radio. It says, Happy Holidays. Here's wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. He actually took that picture.
That's
Isn't that
cool.
nice?
No, that's not
I was supposed to bring
all.
That up. I was supposed to be and like, look, well, that's a cheap thing because he didn't even get anything. But, ooh.
He made it on a Mac.
He's
awesome and junk and stuff. And then one of our other good listeners, Nessa, sent us a card. It says Ricky and Herb, and then I'll add others to make you feel good.
Yay.
Says wishing you both a fabulous Christmas and New Year. Thanks for the podcast and just being cool people. Ho ho ho. So thank you everybody for sending us cards. Sorry I didn't get them until like yesterday because I haven't checked the post office box for about 6 weeks now. So if you ever send us anything to our post office box, make sure you email us and let us know so that we know to go pick it up. And you can send us something at Ricky Burton, care of Foul Monkeys, whatever. Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
Good job, Ricky.
I had to look at the envelope that people sent me to get the address. That's sad.
Yeah, still.
And you can also see it on the website. It's on there now.
It is?
So it's awesome. Yeah. You should look at it right there.
Maybe I should.
Do it now.
I refuse.
Okay, he refuses. So Drew has committed to me for the next 2 weeks because he's my straight boyfriend.
Damn straight.
And since I don't have a boyfriend here, he has to come see me.
Means I have to snuggle with you while you're sleeping.
Yeah. Oh, only while I'm sleeping?
Aww.
Do I get back rubs too?
I guess so. Depends on if you're special or not.
We'll see. I'm special.
Oh, we'll see.
I'm intimate.
Yay.
Turtle. Dentening. What have you been up to, Dom?
Working a lot, getting stuff ready for Christmas, making money. Been working with the Wagner Land House of D, getting a lot of different stuff set up. We're trying to get a contract with some bars right now to get events going. Sorry. Working on our New Year's party.
Wait, what kind of events? I don't know anything about this. Oh, is this the business thing that you were the other night? Or,
yes.
So can you say anything or is that private?
Yeah, I can say. Like I said, all right, well, first off, our parent, the House of D, is a subsidiary of the Wagnerland Entertainment Group, LLC. Right now, Wagnerland hasn't been doing a lot. It's mostly been on the House of D. We've been doing house parties and different stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working up on some contracts.
Which has been fabulous.
Oh, thank you. And getting some just different liability stuff taken care of to get set up at bars where we can host events anywhere running from syrup wrestling contests, bikini
Does
contests.
Does this involve men,
no,
too?
No, mostly ladies.
Well, I really, in my opinion, now, I know my opinion matters, right? I really think there need to be some boys.
If
not boys, men.
If there was a
demand,
or you know, a community for it here.
Who
in Lakeland?
Doesn't like to see any naked person? I like to see naked girls. Why
We're
can't guys
in the middle of
men?
A cesspool known as Polk County with nothing but rednecks and meth heads.
Oh, you totally should get a bunch of meth heads to do it.
just like throw a bag of meth in there and be like, fine.
Oh yes. And with only one pipe.
Yes.
Everybody's tripping. Go.
And we're also doing theme parties like 80s night toga parties, different, like I said, just different things to bring people into the bar.
And which bar is this? Any bar in Lakeland?
Well, we're working with TA Slammers or Winter Circle right now.
Wait, is that the biker bar?
People consider it a biker bar. There are bikers that go there, but it's not really a biker bar.
It's definitely small, a little bit of a hole in the wall kind of place.
I like the Italian restaurant it's next to. It's really good.
Panino's?
Yeah, and
it's
the
gone.
Fact that everybody there is like gay.
Oh, yeah. Panino's? It's gone.
Yeah, they
That's what Winter Circle is now.
No.
Yeah, they bought them out.
Yep. Because my mom used to go there all the time.
Oh, I'm sad.
As you should be.
I'm happy. Now there's another bar within walking distance of my house.
That's true.
Oh, so it became walking distance from my house to your house now.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Wow, how nice.
It's not like you ever went there anyways.
I'm only getting... Hello. Oh, okay. I guess it's... Sorry. I'm being retarded. I thought I was only getting volume from my right headphone.
Because you're partially deaf in one ear. You just don't realize it.
So, yeah, we've been working with that, and just on my end, really haven't been doing a lot personally. I don't know, talking to a couple girls.
Masturbating?
Yes. That's usual, though. I mean, come on, what guy doesn't?
No, there are some men that say they have never masturbated.
That's because they're liars.
Yes. What is it? 1% of men masturbate, 99% of them lie about it.
So true. I think CEO said he never masturbated.
Yeah, one of Herb's friends said he's never masturbated either. He's like a Mormon or something.
Lies.
Mormon.
Mormons masturbate. Their religion starts with an M. Hello.
Makes sense to me.
Shoot. And they have that long underwear. They can totally hide it.
Good job, sir. Good job.
Yes.
Twitter. It goes off on my phone all the time, so sorry.
Oh, okay. Forget about
that. Yeah, I'm still Twittering.
You would.
It's fun. You guys should... Oh, y'all have unlimited messages. You should totally do it.
That's true.
But what the hell is... It? I'm confused.
You can look at the website later. I don't have time to explain it. I've done it before.
Over and over again.
You need to go to episode, like, 128 or something.
Yeah, or just not look into it at all. That sound is annoying.
Well, that's just my phone, so... Whoa.
That was my phone.
Hello.
Pimp.
Bitches and
so
hoes.
So can we make Bitches this into hoes. Like a 46-minute podcast? I don't think this is going to be a 46-minute show.
Well, I can rant about Christmas for a bit.
Okay.
I've only had a job for a week and a half, and so and all that money's going to bills. I need to figure out something to do for Christmas because I have nothing to get for my family.
You should totally make a mixed CD of Foul Monkeys.
I was almost thinking mixed CD or some kind of CD or burn something.
Of Foul Monkeys.
Foul Monkeys, yes, I should.
Or after they do that, and then you can send them over to iTunes so they can leave us a fucking review.
It's like, look, I signed you all up for iTunes.
No,
and
listen
you
to
left
this
reviews
shit.
Already.
I'm
going to
bitch about this again. Pod is my co-pilot. Has been a podcast for like 8 months, I think. They have like 54 reviews. I have been podcasting for almost 2 years, and I have 42. What the fuck?
That's kind of sad.
So if you're out there, please give us reviews so I can be at least, I can at least have as many as Pod as my co-pilot. That's hard for me to say. I always say cod. Pot, what do I say? Pot is my cod piece or something like that. I always fuck it up. Anyway, Tyler, he's a cool guy. So I'll enjoy their show. Just picking on him. But you should check it out. Potismycopilot.com. Oh, also, there's another podcaster coming from New York City. And Brandon, his family lives in Brandon. So I'm supposed to hang out with him like Sunday afternoon or something.
Wait, this Sunday?
Or yes.
New Year's? Huh?
This Sunday.
Damn.
Okay. I don't know if he's going to be here for New Year's, but that would be cool to bring another podcaster to the New Year's Eve party.
Yeah, that's right. And need some reviews.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you know what we should do? Instead of playing music at the New Year's Eve party, we should totally play Foul Monkeys shows.
You want people to go insane and start killing everybody?
Yes. And calling everybody the N-word or whatever, you know, because we're racist.
It's not okay.
Racist!
Not like there's too many blacks there anyways.
Does this sound bassy?
Except for black
man. Do you
think
it sounds bassy?
Oh, except for black man.
Yeah, you know, his name just implies what he is.
That's right.
Yeah, he's going to be there. He's VIP.
Who is that?
Our black friend man. Named Black Man. His real name is Eric, but...
Is he black?
Yes, yep. He is. And don't call him Eric.
Why?
Because he'll be like, my name's Black Man.
Oh.
Like, all right, Eric.
Was
no.
he at the Halloween party?
No.
Yeah, I don't think he's came to any of ours yet.
Yeah, he. I think he's made a
I think it was all white people at your Halloween party.
Oh, no. No, there was that one.
That one did show up, but he left pretty fast.
That's because he got thrown out.
Yeah,
racist!
But in our defense, we weren't being racist. He was trying to kill a guy there, so we had to get him out of
there.
Yeah,
only 2 years ago, he attacked someone with a machete and almost killed him.
I know, right, over something stupid, right?
Yeah. I'm sure it had to be something stupid, like drugs or whatnot.
Just no, I think it was a PlayStation.
Even worse.
Actually, yeah, I think it was. It was something retarded like that.
Now, if you're going to kill somebody, at least be a PlayStation 3. Okay? Shit.
Why waste your time on that garbage?
Yeah, you should totally do it for Xbox 360 or a Wii.
Hells yeah. I could kill somebody for a Wii.
I'll give you a Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to kill anybody.
Woo!
Tom's, like, uncomfortable.
I know.
I'm just going to slip out now, guys.
So I really have a question, though. That it's an observation because I've been in Checkers twice, probably within 2 weeks.
I've been there like five times.
Oh, and like two people were killed at our Dunkin' Donuts. But anyway.
Yeah,
no, it was really weird.
There's no white people that work there.
At Checkers? How did you know? I was going to talk about that.
It's like something I know.
I was like, that's totally something I observed.
Because everybody's observed that because it's true at every Checkers for some reason.
There, every now and then you do get.
Well,
the
I would expect it out of
true.
Popeyes.
Jess worked at Checkers, so I suppose
I would expect it out of Popeyes or something, but
or... KFC. Well, no, that's because they'd eat all the chicken and the store would have to close down. I'm kidding.
That's diss.
Yeah, you're getting some reviews about that.
Racist.
One.
Foul Monkeys are racist. Don't listen to them.
Well,
I hate them.
Oh Jesus!
In your defense, my name really isn't even on your intro, so. I'm just some
but
guy that came.
You, yeah, you
came
weren't
in.
On there.
See?
You were after that.
Exactly.
The one show was main.
Sure, we were.
It'll be on the 2000. It'll be on season two. Or wait,
season three. I think
April will be two. I don't know.
I think
whatever.
Be on
fuck,
another
shit.
Season.
I don't care. It'll be on the next. Oh, it'll be on the 200th anniversary.
Yeah,
because that's what I made the 100th anniversary. So I think what I'm going to do. No, I'm not going to do that. I was going to say just add it on to the 100th, but then that's a lot of fucking people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then so, the first 30 minutes of your show is just a bunch of intros.
Yeah, like the first 20 minutes is just the intro to the show. I don't even know if I could remake that beat again.
Because
I did that all on my own, y'all. And it took me like 8 hours to do it.
Damn. I quit buzzed and we all turned to Dominic
so,
real fast.
We're not supposed to touch the microphones because for some reason when we touch it, okay, it's just that one.
Yep, just
yeah,
that
it's just mine.
But when you touch,
because I'm on fire,
your Hello. Crotch is on fire from sleeping with Drew's mom.
Oh,
yeah,
it's better than some of the things Drew slept with.
Oh,
Drew diss. You're crying in the corner.
Besides, Drew's mom's hot, so
that's right.
Oh, really? I've never seen her. So, well, is she enough to turn me?
Maybe. I'm not going to comment on my mom that way.
All I'm going to say,
does it make you uncomfortable?
There's pain
to talk about her roast beef.
And there's pain.
I don't mind if other people do it. I'm just not going to contribute.
You came through her roast beef.
I will kill you.
Your lips touched her roast beef. Your lips touched her lips.
I came out in a bag of some kind. A Ziploc bag. I was a baby. I was like, it's time to come out. Zip. And I waited for them to pull me out.
Actually, they stole you from a South African couple.
I thought it was a test tube baby, personally.
No, they'd already done that.
Oh, damn it.
That girl's like the test tube baby girl. She's like 24, 25 now.
Really?
Yeah.
She's still okay?
She has like all this money.
Has she gone crazy yet?
No. She's getting ready to have her own baby. Hey, I don't know if you guys remember this. You remember that girl named Jessica that fell down in the well?
No. Of course, I don't keep on the news.
Like, back in the day, she was like 3 years old and she fell into a well.
Oh, I think I heard.
Did Lassie save her?
No, but she was in a well for like 9 days or something. And now she's like a millionaire from the people that donated money to her.
What? I'm like a fall in a well now?
Crazy.
You need to donate to my ass.
I'll donate something to your ass.
Oh.
I'll make a big deposit.
Non-transferable.
I'm uncomfortable now. Oh, yeah. These teeth suck. You guys told me to get these teeth, and they suck.
I didn't tell you to get nothing.
Whatever.
How in the hell are you supposed to stick that in your mouth and keep it that way?
I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
I don't even know why I'm having it. Throw that shit away.
For those of you out in audio land, it's a weird V-shape. I don't know how this works.
It had the putty with it, but you can't keep the putty in it. Super glue. Then it like on your teeth?
Yes.
No.
Just go.
Why not? Fun.
No. I want to be able to take them off. But apparently you can go online and have them like personally made for your own teeth or whatever.
That would make sense, I suppose.
I did make a pretty sexy vampire. Even though I was by myself, I'm lonely. I wanted to kill myself. But I couldn't because I was a vampire and I was already dead.
Damn straight. We had Dak sucking your nipple. Kind of.
He's That's dreamy. What Dax does. He's dreamy. He's a little too skinny for me, but he's still cute. I think it's his tattoos.
Oh, I have a bi-curious friend of mine. Her name's Ashley. So it's not a guy. She's not the same I know.
No, I don't want to hear the story.
Is she hot?
Yeah, actually.
Really?
Is she hot in 16?
Unfortunately, she is now legal. She's now 19. Still.
Well,
and what? But she doesn't live here anymore. I mean, they were back in Orlando. I don't know. She's just like,
where does she live now?
Tennessee, I think.
Tennessee.
I think so.
Never mind.
Bi people live in Tennessee.
I don't know. I was surprised, too. She says she's curious, and she's not sure what she should do. She's like, I kind of want to date this girl who wants to date me, but I'm not sure. I'm like, I honestly don't know.
Tell her to come down.
Is it date, or does she just want to have sex with her?
See, that's what I still need to talk to her about. See how into it she actually wants to get.
You should ask her to see how she feels. Maybe you can feel that way about me.
Wait,
you know, that yeah. you maybe you just want to test it out.
Test the water?
Just one
know?
Time.
Yeah.
Go with the flow?
That's my flow noise.
Who's touching the microphones?
Nobody.
I hear something going. I think that one went out because Herb's dumb ass was going all over it. So we have a mic out, and these mics are expensive.
As hell.
Did you just hear that? I didn't even put the X in there. Expensive.
Expensive.
That's ghetto.
You've been in Polk County too long, boy.
They're expensive. And so in January, I'm going to have to buy another microphone, and it's going to have to be a cheap one.
Yeah, that's going to suck because these microphones are good.
Yeah, I don't like buying cheap shit. So if I could just get like some donations, I'd be willing to put even more money. I mean, I would put my own money in if I could just get a little more money from people. You know?
Yeah.
Do you have a PayPal account?
It's not a lot. I have a PayPal account. Yes, I do. And they can get to it
from
the website.
Excellent.
Hello.
And you can also send, a money order or whatever to our post office box. Whatever the case may be. Don't send cash because people steal that shit.
Yeah.
You can just send it to like a money order or something. Or use PayPal.
Western Union.
Well, hello. Western Union, that costs money. I don't want people to do that.
AmScott?
No.
Free money orders.
Ah, true. Well,
you can get free money orders at Walmart now.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
Word up, Walmart.
And you can pay through your debit card. At AmScott, you can't.
Interesting.
You know something else is interesting about AmScott?
What?
There's no white people that work there.
Lies.
I've seen white people.
Yeah, there are white people that work at that.
Well, it must have been when I wasn't there.
That's right.
They're goth girls.
Really?
There was this one hot goth girl this one time I went there.
Actually, I think I saw a goth girl in there one of them too.
92?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to outer space.
So we have some phone calls, actually. You want to go ahead and play them?
Yeah, play them now.
You can play whatever you want to play now. We, for some reason, our soundbite system isn't working for sound, so
I'm doing it all by my mouth.
We're working on that.
Yeah. And first one is Brian.
Brian.
Hi, Ricky and Herbalicious. This is Brian in Rochester. I'm a fellow podcaster. I have a podcast called My Gay Two Cents, but you've never heard of me, but I've heard of you guys from being on Archer.
Hello.
Ricky, anyway, being on the Archer show. And I've been a listener for the last 4 or 5 months and just want to say I love your show. And I wanted to wish you and Herb and everyone else that's on your show a happy holiday. Mm. Thanks, and keep it up. And looking forward to hearing more from Foul Monkeys in 2008. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Probably hates you now that he's found the show and you guys stopped posting.
I know, right? Isn't it awesome that he acknowledged everyone?
I know, right?
Yeah, it's cool.
All right, before I say anything, Brian, you are correct. I have never heard of your podcast, but I will check it out. Everyone else, check out his podcast. What was it?
My Gay Two Cents.
Yep.
And also, Brian, I'm going to need you to leave a review on iTunes because I don't think you have.
It's mandatory.
He's been checking.
And if you've been listening 4 or 5 months, well, the review should have been on there 4 or 5 months ago.
Because that's when we first started bitching about it.
Right. Add yourself to our Frapper map and our MySpace, and we'll add you back and all that great stuff. Can't wait to hear your show.
And
so,
Lou?
Oh, who I'm hanging out with on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
He's from Orlando.
Hello, Foul Monkey.
Turn this down
a bit. From Orlando. Just wanted to say you guys have an excellent show. It's so fun. I love listening to it. And, I'll be listening a lot more. I got that high-speed internet. I've been listening away, getting all the older episodes. And, I am here at Pat O'Brien's in Orlando. And just hanging out. Had a couple hurricanes. Have a nice night. I guess that's all I have to say for now. Bye.
So, you know what's embarrassing about this situation is I met Lou like probably a month into doing the show, maybe 2 months into doing the show.
Really? Way back
at the like this party in St. Petersburg or whatever, and he was really cute. And this is before I met Herb, so don't go all crazy on me, people.
Oh my god, you cheated!
But, we made out. And he's a really good kisser.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I talked about it on the show, but he never knew I talked about it. And then yesterday or the day before, he goes, oh, yeah, by the way, I listened to the podcast where you talked about me. I was like, I don't remember what I said.
I was drunk at the time.
Obviously, it wasn't too bad because he contacted me.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But we're hanging out on Saturday. He's actually going to school to be a voiceover.
Cool.
Really? Yeah, cool. So he's going to hopefully be able to teach me stuff, how to use this thing back here.
Because
I don't know how to use it.
Yeah, like buttons and it does stuff.
Yeah, it stops working. I'm throw it against the wall. That shit was expensive, too. The mixer was like $180 or something.
Oh, hell yeah. We have monkeys that just hit it with hammers whenever it's not working.
Black people. Oh, what?
Oh, racism!
So Lou's cool. He's coming over. We're we're getting new furniture tomorrow.
School?
Well, not
in Orlando.
Yeah, but I don't know what school. It must be a radio school.
I'm guessing Full Sail. That's the school I went to there, and they do entertainment stuff. Especially if he knows about the mixers and stuff.
He just started. Like this is the first semester.
Yeah, no, they have each month. Like they don't actually have semesters like normal people. Basically, there's a new one each month, and you have new classes. Mm-hmm. You get your entire month worth of class.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
We'll have to ask him when he comes on Saturday.
We're getting kind of new furniture tomorrow.
And we're getting your old couch.
It's white leather.
Yes, we're coming during that.
Mm-hmm. White leather?
White leather. But it's kind of scratched up. But
okay.
I don't know. I need something different.
True. Leather's fun.
So are you guys going to be home tomorrow when I bring the couch over? It's going to be like after work. You won't be.
Yeah.
What time?
It'll probably be around 5:30, 6 o'clock.
I may be.
So if you're not there, do you just want me to drop it off? Like,
well, he's going with you anyways to do the Publix thing. So why don't you just wait to do the Publix thing, then do the car or couch thing?
Oh yeah,
that is very true.
Yes.
Good looking out there, buddy.
Okay.
Contact me tomorrow whenever you're getting off of work, and
I don't have your number, Dom. So we're gonna have to get that from you.
Why not? You don't love me, do you?
Everybody loves to go through me to get to you for some reason.
What the hell did I say earlier? The phone goes two ways, okay, bitch.
I don't have your number either.
And you don't love me?
No, apparently not. Touche. Touche, sir.
All right, so we have a third phone call, and
Obi.
It's from Obi. Oh, this is a little late because he was called. It was his birthday.
Oh.
It was like 5 weeks ago.
You suck.
Hey, Foul Monkeys. This is Obi from the East Bay in California. I'm looking forward to the next show. My birthday today, so I'm going to be heading out soon. But I just wanted to call in and say, hey.
Anal control that you guys have.
Sure.
I don't have anal control.
Ricky.
I know. Adult diapers, they help.
That's horrible.
You know, in San Francisco, when they stick fire hydrants up their ass.
Has anybody ever had to do that?
A fire hydrant?
No. Had so much butt sex that they can't control their bowel movement.
Yes, anymore. I'm sure people that get fisted and stuff like that for 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, have you girls...
What are you trying to say, Ricky?
Have you guys seen Two Girls, One Finger?
Actually, no. I've not seen the newest one
yet. Want to see it real quick? Look it up on here. Two Girls, One Finger.
God damn it. I really got to stop coming out with these
things. This is... We're actually going to record his reaction.
Where is Safari?
Coming out?
Yeah. Wait, slowly.
And Safari, too.
So we already brought up Two Girls, One Cup, like, on one of your podcasts, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think we talked about two... No, we haven't talked about Two Girls, One Finger yet. I think it's kind of loud, so you might want to bring the volume down a notch.
Even more disturbing, question mark?
Oh.
I don't know if I like that question.
Dom, check it out. Two Girls, One Finger.
I'm sure Dom's already seen
Get
it.
Get on your mic. Get on your mic. Has it started yet?
No, I pulled it up, but there's no video on here. Wait, is it? With video.
Go here. Type here, Two Girls, One
YouTube,
Finger.
There we go.
It's not on YouTube.
Well, has it got YouTube right there?
No, that's reactions, probably.
Oh, probably. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid reactions. Go here.
www.girls1finger.com.
That's that beat. Hell
yeah. Oh.
I can't look.
I don't like it.
No,
like it
keep
bit.
Going. Wait, you got to get to the part.
They would be Asian too.
Ew, projectile. That's so gross.
Oh, they're making cookies.
Ew. I have not seen it this far. Oh, no.
Do you hear that? It
made a water noise.
Why does it look like that they put a bunch of Tootsie Rolls together?
Japanese
shit.
That
is so nasty. Turn it off. I'm about to gag.
It's not over yet.
Dom's getting a hard
There we go. It's done.
Okay.
I still think two girls, one cup is more gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so too. But that one...
Drew, will you throw up in my mouth?
That's true love right
Can
there.
Can I poop a long turd in your mouth?
Only if I can switch it off to you.
Ew. Gross. Drew's looking a little nauseous right now.
I know, right?
That turd was crazy.
That was?
That was the stiffest turd. She needs some fiber.
I didn't even think it was a turd until I saw the ass there.
And it was kind of like prolapsed or something. Like it had lips or something.
Yeah. But then the two girls, one cup, like had a weird ass shit too. Because it was like, it was like mushy as moose, hell.
It was like,
it was like a juggle moose.
It was like moose. And it had like the perfect curly cue at the top.
What the hell is wrong with these people?
Hey, so we're actually at 40 minutes.
Hello.
We're sitting here and keep on gagging on the microphone for another 20.
Oh. Gross. So what do you think the next one's going to be? Two girls, what?
Let's see, the cup, finger. What was the other one they had? They had a...
No.
Only two so far?
Yeah.
Oh. Two girls, 1 foot.
Boring.
Yeah.
Lame. They should have two guys, one turd.
I don't think that would be the same at all. Although if you ever see anything with two in front of it, make sure you don't watch it.
Did I tell you guys I showed my mom Two Girls, One Cup?
Yes.
Oh, really? How'd that turn out?
Not very well at all.
Worst idea ever.
She was kind of upset.
I can imagine. What actually made you think that she would be fine with
because
that?
Because she's, like, weird. I mean, I thought that she would laugh, but she was kind of like... Well, she looked at it for a second and was like... And then she was like... I should have listened to Herb. Because he said, don't show that to your mom. I was like, no, you got to see it. It's like a car accident. You can't help but look.
That's true.
Train wrecks.
Like the girls you date.
Oh, it's pick on Drew night.
Train is off the tracks. I stole that from Lil Fatty Cast.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm admitting it. Yes, I took it.
Shoot, I have some good girls in my belt, though. What do we got? We have Jess, Cora, Kim. Although you only known Jess once, but still, you loved Cora and Kim.
Yeah.
Is it still pick on Drew time?
Yeah, you can go ahead and say it. I don't know what you're
going to
say.
No.
What am I going to say?
That I've never slept with the other one. All the hot ones I never sleep with. It's always the ugly ones.
Oh, I read your live journal entry, how you're like the gay or straight gay boyfriend.
Yep. Perfect straight gay.
Oh, but you saw what I wrote, right?
Yeah.
I was like, you can be my Johnny Depp. He goes, I'm not like Johnny Depp or anything, but I know I'm good looking.
That was from like a freaking MySpace way back in the day. Like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I don't know. It was just funny because I was like, oh, I keep having girls in my life, but none of them want to date me. And I figured out why. The perfect straight gay guy. It was an interesting post.
Sad.
I know, right? It all made sense, but it was sad.
Girls are weird. They don't know what's good for them.
That's right. Hussies. Right to the face.
Whores.
Wait, the ones that don't sleep with you are whores?
No.
Holy shit.
Apparently everybody, there is a party next door and the bass is booming through the house.
And that's like...
I think I heard gunshots earlier today.
Across like a 50 or 100 foot?
Nah, it's a 50 to 100.
Empty
where the
field.
Pool is, where they usually have hot babes and hot guys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's really... I've only been there once. That was just...
That far. Call the cops.
Yeah. Hurt. That hurt
actually
my ears.
Don't because...
Actually, it's gone now. I think that was a car. A car driving on that side was that loud. Jesus Christ.
Anyway, crazy. It was crazy.
So, what else, people? What is...
Bitches be crazy.
That's me messing with your fangs over
teeth.
Here.
Teeth.
I told you to throw them away.
What? I guess there's a trash can next to me.
Yeah.
Do it now.
I do it, I won't.
Ding, ding.
Yay.
So I guess the next party is New Year's Eve, right?
Yep.
The masquerade ball was canceled?
Yes.
I was wondering about that.
In order for Dan and Kaylee to have their anniversary off, mm-hmm. I had to cancel the party so I could work for him.
Yay.
So you could work for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they both work at the same place.
Yeah, we both work for the Game Attic, and they were going to.
There's only two
work.
Employees?
I think there's four in all.
Yeah. It's a very small staff, so basically I had to cover for him so he'd be able to go and spend time with his wife on his anniversary.
Where are they going, to Tennessee?
Oh, sorry. No, they went to Disney or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. Downtown Disney. What's Downtown Disney for?
Downtown Disney.
Boring.
But the Disney Quest, which is fun. And
oh, that's fun.
And yeah. Rainforest Cafe. And that's a good place to eat.
But is it fun for her?
I don't know.
Disney Quest.
I really don't think so, but whatever.
She's nice.
She got to spend time with Dan that wasn't with some like his group of friends.
Nerdy yeah. friends.
He was still around video games, apparently, but I guess the Rainforest Cafe was the compromise. He was forced to sit down in a restaurant and eat with her.
I like the Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
It's cute. It's
I got my little light-up glass there.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is the funnest glass ever.
The
flashy cup.
Yeah, the flashy cup. That will cause seizures.
Yes.
Whatever, it's fun. I want to go there again. I did like the Rainforest Cafe. I will have money and be able to indulge myself again one day.
We need to get a video camera for the party. And then
me and Dominic both have one. We just need to actually use it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We did it for the first one, housewarming.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of good videos, as I showed
oh,
you last time.
Oh, no. I should totally post that
surely
one.
Surely should. I'll make sure to bring them over next time.
Can you make it small enough so I can put it online somewhere?
Yep.
And on YouTube?
Yeah.
Actually, you can put it on YouTube. You can go ahead and put it on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
And I'll give you the Foul Monkeys thing, and then you can post it there. And then I can just link to it, right?
Yeah.
But how do you do that on Blogger or on our blog? Do you know how to do that link to...
Move it to your blog? Because once you put it on YouTube, it gives you a link that's basically... It gives you a little...
And I can copy-paste it in there? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not that good with that, so...
I'll set it up for you.
All right, people. So...
What are we at now?
Let's wrap it up. 46.
46.
Do we usually go to? 47, actually.
Hello.
Woo.
I feel like I'm at work already, just watching the clock, waiting. Like, one more minute, I can take a break.
Right. You're always like that when you have a phone job.
Mm-hmm. It gets boring.
And then you get pissed off because somebody calls right when you're supposed to hit, like, make this or whatever. Fuckers.
Although, your job, can you use your phone, like, in text message? Because mine, you're not allowed to have phones, so I have to sneak it while I'm doing it in the corner.
Oh, yeah. Mine's just
more lenient.
Yeah.
That's better.
So,
I mean, it's not going to take up too much time. It'd be nice to be able to use my phone and work at the same.
It is wonderful.
Because it is distracting, but at the same time, it kind of gets you through the little brief minutes.
Well, I'm not supposed to have mine out, but I have it set up strategically placed. Is that right? Strategically or strategically?
Strategically.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yay.
Place so that no one can see it, but I can still use it as I'm like, it looks like I'm typing on the typewriter, but I'm actually like,
so,
I'm awesome, I know.
Not bad.
All right, boys, we got to wrap up the show. Give us a call, 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Contact us on AIM. You can get all of our names on the website. Well, for you two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can add
We'll have to
later.
Get you, Adam. I have to remove some people and add some people.
I was going to say, Ryan hasn't been on the show in forever.
I know.
Right.
Man dropped off face of the earth.
Yeah, I text messaged Misty, or MySpace Misty a couple days ago to record with me, but she didn't respond. So
yeah, no,
I don't
she's
know.
Hard to get a hold of now.
Leave us a review on iTunes. Please, 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 please. Please just get us up to 54. That's all I'm asking. All I need, 12 reviews. That's all I need. And I know there's 12 people that download our show from iTunes. Okay, people, do it. Visit our blog. I'm going to try to blog more a little bit.
You should.
And... Well, you know, there's other people that have access too.
I did one. Did you not see my one?
Which one was it?
The coming of Two Girls, One Cup.
Yeah.
Because I stole it from him. That short little comic was amazing.
I read that. That was cute. And sign up on our Frapper map. MySpaces, Facebook us. Send us stuff in the mail. Ricky Burton, Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida 33802.
Check out Two Girls, One Finger.
Ew.
Or One Cup. Whatever you'd prefer.
Neither.
Whatever your preference
your
is.
Choice.
I would rather visit Baskin Robbins myself. I don't need it served from someone.
You'll get killed.
No, that's
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts is always a Dunkin' Donuts dairy.
Did you guys
make.
Hear about the shootings out in Lake Wales and Lake Alfred?
No.
Two convenience store workers got shot, and then like a week later, in a different city, two convenience store workers got burned.
Yes, and she died. One of them died. Yeah, it was in the paper today.
Was that the mother that was pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he threw gasoline on them, caught them on fire.
And they think it's the same person.
That is awful.
Yeah. That's a little...
I bet she smelled like fried chicken. Too soon!
No more, no more.
All right, people, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Dark Reverend Dom.
This is Drew.
And this is episode 132. That rhymed.
Ah.
132.
Awesome.
Somebody should say fuck just to get Herb in there somewhere.
Oh, and shut the fuck up.
There you
Herb.
Go.
Leave us a review.
Later, people.
On iTunes. Review.